very great man, Shahrun Azeemun, Shahrun Mubarakun, he's put its shadow over us. So this great month is coming. With regard to the various things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned of the greatness and the great benefits of this month, is that this is a month in which the reward of every nafal, Allah Ta'ala increases it to that of a farah. And every farad Allah Ta'ala multiplies it by 70 times. In order to understand this, Allah reward the ulama, Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi, explained that a person's whole lifetime's nafil namaz, tahajjud, ishraq, chashd, awwabin, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, all other nafil namazes that we make which are connected with our five times namaz, what great, great rewards. For tahajjud, what great rewards are not mentioned. For ishraq, for chash, for awwabin, what great rewards for all these namazes. But all these namazes together do not equal two rakats of faraz namaz. Like now, and two rakats faraz is fajr namaz. That's the only namaz that is two rakats, which is faraz. So all our nafal does not equal this faraz namaz. So like we just made our farad, may Allah let us appreciate that Allah gave us this tawfiq of making our fajr farad, and what the great reward is. Anyway, so all the when nafal is so great and it doesn't equal to a farad, but in the month of Ramadan every nafal, all tahajjud which is so great, ishraq, all that Allah gives the reward of a farad. We can imagine the whole lifetime's nafil doesn't equal a faraz. But in Ramzan, every nafil, Allah gives it the value of a faraz. And a faraz, Allah multiplies it by 70 times. All the faraz of Ramadan, Allah multiplies it by 70 times. So it is a very, very great month in order to earn our great rewards of Akhirat. Therefore, we should not waste any time whatsoever in Ramadan. In fact, Buzurgs advise that whatever work we have to do in Ramadan, we should try other work, dunya's work, try and do it before Ramadan. Or postpone it after Ramadan. But Ramadan, let us just be engaged in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For those who can help it, we all get our annual leave. We should try and take our leave for Ramadan. Instead of going for holidays and resorts, wasting money and getting involved in so many other gunas and missing the namazes of masjids, etc. Instead of that, if we take our holidays in Ramadan and we maximize and we make i'tikaf, then even much, much more greater is our reward. So this is the month that we should try and make as many nafils as possible. Those nafil namazes which they are, tahajjud, ishraq, chashd, awwabin, etc., those we should perform. The nafils which are what our faraz namazes, like after the two sunnati mu'akkada of zuhr, the two nafil, the four sunnat before asr, the nafils after Maghrib, all that also we should try and perform. And besides that, if we can just make other nafil namazes also, whatever we can make, the reward is equal to that of a farad, and it's only for this month of Ramadan. And our farad, let us try and be more particular, that we make our, we get prepared before time, do our istinja properly, wudu properly, and with as much possible concentration, devotion in our namaz, with takbir-e-ula, every faraz namaz, we try our best for the first saf. All this we try and do, we will be earning a great, great, great asset for and in making investment of our akhirah. And this month is very short, it's only 29 or 30 days. Let not shaitan fool us that it's a long month, lot of a difficult month. No, it's a month of great barakat from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great month and try and maximize as much as possible. What is also very important, that where the rewards are so great of this special occasion, committing of sin is also much more worse in these months, these times. So we should avoid all types of sin. And certain types of sin, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that those sins which a person don't regard as sins, they become a blockage for kalima at the time of mort. That a person is deprived of iman at the time of mort for those sins which are sins and we don't regard them as sins. And unfortunately, many such sins, we are heavily involved in them. One glaring example of that is following all the sports of the kuffar. That is also a great sin. We don't regard it as a sin also. We don't think of making tawbah of it also. And it's a terrible and a very great sin, and it takes us to a lot of other wrong things. Many other sins also, whatever are sins, we should recognize them as sins, and then we'll get tawfiq of tawbah also. So anyway, in the month of Ramadan, particularly all times, we should refrain from all sins every time. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, no small sin is small, because it's one small sin is enough, if Allah wants to send you to Jahannam for that. And don't regard any neki, any good deed, no matter how, don't regard any neki as small. The smallest neki is enough, that on that Allah gives you Jannah. So let us not think now, oh, this is just a nafil, this is just a sunnah, it's not sunnah e muakkada, it's just a mustahab. Never ever should we think like that. We should try and do as much as we can. And we are humans, we can't do all the time, we are not machines, even a machine gives up. So we should ask for forgiveness for what we cannot do. What we cannot manage, that we should be humble and ask for forgiveness and not justify ourselves and try and do as much good as we can. Stay away from all evil totally, and the nafal ibadats, etc., tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah. And very fortunate are those, this month has got a lot to do with the islah and correction, spiritual correction of a person. Those who are concerned about that and making effort in that direction, this is the ideal occasion that Allah Ta'ala makes our islah also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept us all, and let us have that fervor, passion and desire for the month of Ramadan and look forward to it, in which we can acquire and gain so much great rewards. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.